Well, let's start with just opening remarks first from Coach Benson Captain, and then we can go into questions.
First, I'd like to thank the United States to agreeing to play this game. Overall, two different halves for us. First half, we showed good discipline, good organization, but we were a little sloppy with the ball at times, a little bit too maybe nervous. But I was very pleased with the way we played the second half.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for coming to the game today. You know, it was good support for Canadian soccer. And I think it was a big event for everybody. And I think the fans did their job. I think the players did their job as well on the field. We were unlucky at the end there not to score. The U.S. had also a big chance at the end. But I thought it was good entertainment, and I hope that everybody enjoyed it.
Gavin? Steven, you did a good job containing a very creative American midfield. What was the key to being able to do that?
Well, first to begin it, the objective was to work on certain things as a team that we think we need to do to go forward. It wasn't about stopping the United States, any particular players. And I thought we showed good organization, good patience defensively, and it allowed us to get several opportunities on the transition, on the counter-attack.
2-0 a summer ago at the Gold Cup, and fairly convincing win for the U.S. 0-0, and arguably you guys should have maybe come away with a result. What's the difference now?
Well, I don't agree it was a convincing win by the U.S. I've watched that game about 7 times. I thought Tim Howard was excellent in the second half and actually kept the game at 2-0. Well, actually, it would have been 2-1 for us. He made 2 fantastic saves off Ali Gerber, and then they scored, sort of against the run of play. If you're talking about possession, yes, maybe. But I thought today we were way more patient. Showed better organization, better discipline as a unit, and played for each other better today.
John?
Stephen, what has to be improved upon for the Cuba game, do you think?
Need to score. No, I think, look, we will continue to work on certain things. I thought we were a little bit hasty, especially on the counter-attack. The final pass wasn't decisive enough, or sometimes it was a little bit short. The players thought the field was a bit sticky, at least that's what they said to me, and the ball was sort of sticking. But I think on the transition, we have to be clean on the counter attack.
DJ,
Coach, you talk about the play of Toss and how he did get the start over Simi.
Well, I thought in the first half we felt we needed to play Toss because there are certain things he needs to work on in bigger games to get accustomed with position. But overall, he settled down a bit in the second half. His positioning was better, and because his positioning was better, he actually got more chances to penetrate. And that's what we've been focusing on him, and not just having him run all over the park.
For Kevin,
heading into Cuba in Havana coming up, what does a performance like tonight against one of the better teams in CONCACAF do heading into that game?
I just thought that the team was resilient, and I think that's the most important. I think in the last couple of games, we haven't been hard to beat, and I think today we were hard to beat, and I think that's the most important thing going into these games. Obviously, we need to score goals, but I think if you're hard to beat and the game's close, I think we have the quality up front that it will come. You know, we have a player in Olivier Ocean. You know, he was a top goal scorer in second division in Germany, and Simeon playing in the Premier League. I think these are players that I hope will mature as the qualifying goes on, and I think we have a big chance.
Just picking up on Gavin's question, Stephen, you haven't played performance. You have to feel good about the momentum going into Friday after tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could go and play a number of games, and then sometimes you get caught up in trying to get a result in those games. We had a sort of a camp where we could work on stuff and discuss stuff as a team that we need to do. A sort of a closed door game against a semi-pro amateur team, and then we came out and had a game against a team that's full of confidence at the moment. We talked about that, Kevin, myself, about playing a lot of games and the potential of ending up with a lot of injuries, especially when you have such a small squad.
For either of you, predominantly Kevin, heading into World Cup qualifying third round, especially into the hostile environments, the three away games, is there any discussion amongst the players about temperament or the intangible tactics that home teams will try to lure the officials into baiting you and things of that nature, or do you all just have an unspoken agreement to try to keep your temper in those situations?
Yeah, I think Stephen's warned us a few times. Obviously, we have a lot of players that they want to win, and I think they're used to more of the European style of refereeing, and I think we've calmed down in that sort of way. And I think obviously you're playing Cuba at 2 o'clock next Friday, which is the sun's going to be at its hottest. So we know what we're facing. We've been through the qualifying. We have no excuses anymore, and it's time for our team to perform, and we have the players for it, and we just got to go and do it now.
Hi, Kevin or Steve. I keep talking about the play, the back line. The U.S. tried to penetrate a lot and do a lot of give and goes, but defense held firm. It's going to be key when it comes to playing against Honduras. And Adam, can you talk about that?
I think it's not just the back four. I think the whole team. We as a unit, we defended very well. The three guys in midfield. I mean, they ran their tail end off today. I thought they were fantastic, all three of them, and they protected us. And I think that's the most important thing. I think our job is to win balls that are coming into the box, and they're there to protect us in those small little passes they're trying to slip through on us. And I thought for me, the three in midfield were fantastic today.
Coach Clinton, after the game against Brazil, said he needed his team to be more nasty. We had the impression you were the nastier of the two teams today. Is that your impression also, Kevin, on the field?
I don't think we were nasty. I thought they got away with a lot of stuff that we didn't get away with, so it might have looked like we were nasty. I think what happened was we were close, we didn't give them any space, and when that happens, tackles are going to go in and the referee is going to read it one way or the other. But it wasn't a nasty game, honestly. The game was played in good spirit. It's football. There's one or two late tackles that might happen. I mean, but certainly not nasty. I'll call it nasty.
Take two more questions. Alvin, yep.
In terms of Ricketts seemed to be favoring his hamstring when he left the field. What's the status of the team in terms of physical?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to the medical team, but I did ask all the players that if they feel the slightest twinge, ask to come off. And Jazik, when he came off, he goes, "Don't worry, I just felt a twinge." Same thing with Toss, and same thing with Julian. I didn't want them to extend themselves. So I haven't spoken to the medical team, but I'm guessing they're okay.
John, my question.
How's the team been doing, and do you think you will be available to play on Friday?
It's still touch and go. Right now, it's according to how Atiba feels. He trained a little bit. He's been training lightly with the staff. But he's the one has to tell us. I really couldn't answer that. It's going to be his decision in the end. But I'm going to keep him until he says, "Listen, bring somebody else in," or "I don't think I can do it."
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
US.
Yeah, I'm thinking we were defending.